When I'm thinking of you, I'm not only imagining the passionate moments we'd share. Of course, those are on my mind too. Endless kisses, gentle tasting, nipping and teasing until a greedy hunger overcomes us, barely satisfied. Fingertips tracing tingling lines on skin, delicious shivers. Soft moans and sighs, a whispered, please. One touches just don't seem to be enough. Holding each other close, heated bodies pressed together, arms and legs entwined, our hearts racing as one through our chests. As close as we could be, but still not close enough. The moment when I open myself to you and you enter me, connecting our bodies in the most intimate way. A deep groan, a passionate, oh yes, and a pleading, more please, at the same time. Rhythmic movements with increasing pace, building intensity, breathless moans, dancing tongues, and whispered sweet and spicy nothings. The final release. When ecstasy peaks and pushes us to the edge, falling into each other in pure bliss, gasping, panting, and laughing. Of course, those moments are on my mind too, and I want them so badly. I want you so badly. But I also want so much more than that. More than the purely physical, the satisfaction of our yearning desires, more than fleeting touches, more than just a momentary connection. I want the big moments with you, and I want the small ones. I want the extraordinary, and I want the mundane, the loud and the quiet, the bright and the dark, the funny and the serious. I want it all. From the grandest highs to the simplest everyday moments. I want you on your good days, but even more on your bad ones. I want you at your best, but most of all, I want you at your worst. Because loving you would be easy when life is easy, when you're easy. But when life gets rough and throws stones in your path, when you're struggling with yourself, your confidence, your anxiety, your health, loving you might not be as easy then. But I want you to know, on those days, I'd love you even more.